Man reunites 30 years later with shelter staff who helped set him on right path. 30 years after his unexpected stay at a local youth short-term shelter in Laguna Beach, Calif. A now grown and successful man returned March 6 to thank those who he said helped him rebuild his life. Kevin Dorr, at 16, was admitted to the Waymakers Youth Shelter for 2 months in the early 1990s after escaping an abusive household, he said. Being able to experience the house, especially now at my age, brings back a lot of good memories, Dorr told the Epoch Times. I couldn't imagine where I would have ended up if I hadn't been placed at. Among his favorite memories, he said, were shelter staff taking the youth on field trips to the beach and art museum, which Dorr said helped develop his appreciation of art. During his recent visit, he also reunited with Carol Carlson, who was a young staff member during his stay 3 decades ago. Now Carlson is the director of Waymakers Shelter Programs. I immediately recognized his face when I saw him again, Carlson told the Epoch Times. That was very special to me. According to Dorr, the shelter's staff helped him relocate to live with the other half of his family in North Carolina following his stay. He ultimately attended college there before marrying his wife and starting a career as a technology consultant, which remains his current job at the University of Washington in Seattle. The shelter was the first of 4 Waymakers opened in Orange County. 2 others are in Tustin, and a third in Huntington Beach. The nonprofit provides drug intervention programs, counseling for those who have been victims of crime or facing mental health issues, and educational training to the youth residents. According to a recent report by the nonprofit, it has provided support since 1972 for nearly 20,000 youth crime victims as of 2021, in addition to sheltering nearly 1,300 youth and their family members. Their Laguna Beach shelter has served over 10,000 youth alone since its opening in 1979, according to CEO Ronetta Johnson. The nonprofit is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, having first begun as a pilot project at the University of California Irvine Social Ecology Department, Johnson said.